60% of the murders in New York City are caused by handguns, and we simply have too many of them.
Ray Kelly says handguns, no way. The debate continues over guns, guns, guns in America. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I like to say we're at the crossroads of all the buzz in the land. That still continues to be the biggest concern over what guns could be taken away and what kind of laws could get twisted and mangled if, in fact, enacted. But I don't think that's even a real possibility on the Hill because the House is a major obstacle. The Republicans are not going to budge. So there's going to be a lot of conversation, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of action on anything with guns, except for perhaps talking about background checks. Background checks might see some agreements there, but other than that, even the assault weapons ban, I don't see that going all the way through. In fact, the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was another talking head on the Sunday Swirl. You know what the Sunday Swirl is. You get up, you're just getting that cup of joe, you're whipped, maybe you were doing the third shift thing, maybe you're out with your posse, you flip on the tube, and everywhere you flip, they're talking, talking, talking. And it's coming at you from all directions, and a lot of that still is centering around the president's push to have much more control when it comes to guns in this country. The former House Speaker said the term assault weapon is propaganda and banning them is not going to lower the murder rate. The big quote I would take out of seeing him on Face the Nation is, I think we have to look back at what's really going on and not just rush into a 20-year-old idea that didn't work. Gun murders have gone down since the assault weapons ban ended. And he says any true military weapon is illegal, and it has been illegal since 1934. But the fact is that every political attack from JFK to the present has involved a weapon which would be legal under Senator Dianne Feinstein's law. So he's right about that. There was confusion as to the definition, I think, of an assault weapon. So the bottom line, however, is the type of weapons, sort of like the assault weapons, we're not talking about the military style, but the ones that are much more popular, I guess, is what we're seeing with so many of these mass murders. And when these deranged people decide that they're going to take action, like James Holmes in Colorado, or horribly what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, it's the, you know, again and again and again and again, being able to spray those bullets. And so this is what has become the rallying cry, and we know that, for what the conversation is in Washington anyway. But the bottom line is the support isn't there on the House side, so they can have gun control rallies and all that kind of stuff. But the numbers aren't there, and I don't think those numbers are going to change. What would change? What could possibly change on the Hill that would scare you if you're afraid that your guns could be possibly taken away? And the answer is, I don't think really anything. There was thousands of marchers that covered Washington over the weekend. It was Saturday. And there were all kinds of speakers. Arne Duncan was one of the speakers, and there were other people that were there, and Duncan said, you know, one student had died from guns every 2 weeks while he was the chief executive of Chicago's public schools, and denied that gun control was about limiting firearm rights guaranteed by the Constitution, saying that murders in that city, meaning Chicago where he was, rose to the highest level since 2008. And he went on to say, it's about gun responsibility, gun safety, fewer dead Americans, fewer dead kids, fewer children living in fear. With just that statement, I could agree with that one statement. Gun responsibility, gun safety, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, organizers backed the president's ban, call for a ban anyway, on the so-called assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition mags and background checks for all gun sales and also safety training for buyers of firearms. I mean, who's going to argue about safety training? Would that be so awful to have safety training? Of course not. If I got a gun, would I want safety training? Of course I would want safety training. Should have seen the first time I ever shot a rifle. I was doing the skeet shooting, actually, and I so didn't want to. I know you're going to laugh at this, for all of you who have done this. I so, light, you know, it was fine holding the rifle. Everything was good. I just wanted to make sure that I had my sight right. But I refused to get the whole idea of pulling the gun in close to me, close to my arm. And so I ended up with the biggest bruise you have ever seen on someone's forearm. And it was just totally my fault. By the way, I hit the skeet. So that's all that matters in the end, right? So there were marchers for lots of blocks along Constitution Avenue. They were there rallying right there in front of the Washington Monument. Besides Arne Duncan, you had Washington's mayor, Vincent Gray, was there. And there was the actress Kathleen Turner and some other people. And this protest is right after the guns' rights supporters had rallies across our country to oppose firearms controls last week. So we might start seeing more of these crop up, but in the end, ultimately, we're not going, I don't think we're going to see any kind of massive change. It's about numbers, and it's about legislation if they're trying to get legislation through, and that legislation's, it's just not going to come through. By the way, I double-checked these numbers. 11,100 Americans died in gun-related killings in 2011. That's from the CDC. As compared to almost 20,000 suicides by guns in 2011. So numbers are kind of all over the map. And how do they relate? And, you know, a lot of the numbers are manipulated. But if we're talking about guns, and I opened it up to that because that was part of what was the big squeeze and has been for weeks now, maybe we're going to see gun safety. I think that's positive. I doubt the NRA or anybody who supports gun rights would disagree with advocating gun safety. Of course, gun safety would be number one. If you're going to own a gun, for goodness sake, you shouldn't own a gun. If you don't know how to use it correctly, you're not prepared to do what you might have to do. So give me a break. I think that's pretty much a layup. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. Also, we can count. It is about the numbers, after all. It seems like we're always talking about numbers on this show. And speaking of numbers, this is what we're going to talk about next. Illinois is now allowing people who are in the country illegally to get licenses so they can drive. So that's now the fourth state that has done so. And this was signed into law over the weekend. In fact, on Sunday, by the time all of it goes through, however, it won't be till October. And the Democratic governor, who was surrounded by hundreds of supporters, said it's going to make the roads safer. And there's going to be more opportunity for illegal immigrants. They're going to have a way to get to work, drive to the doctor, drive their kids to school. The Chicago mayor says the new law will serve as a model for the nation. But there are others who say, oh, wait for the fraud to begin, like the problems they had in New Mexico. What do you say? Should people in the country illegally get licenses? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama and take your fantasy.
Heidi in Mississippi says, no way, Jose, when it comes to driver's licenses for people in the country illegally. The problem is that, thanks for joining me on the flip side, by the way. The problem is, when they're saying drive kids to school, get to work, this will make the roadway safer. How are the roadways going to be safer? Not if the driver's licenses are being sold to people all over the place, which was what the problem is that they had in New Mexico and in Washington, because how many kinds of ID did they have to present to make sure it was the right person? They had this problem a little bit in Utah, too. New Mexico was probably the worst. So they're going to have to, I'm saying there's got to be a way to prove that the person is the person when they go to get the driver's license, and then they have to go through the rigmarole, the testing, the training, or whatever, if they're going to have training, then is it safer? I'm going to say, did you have training when you went to go get your driver's license? Do you think you're a pretty good driver? I don't know if there's any good drivers anymore on the roads because so many people are texting. So now you throw in the problem. I lived in a place that was bordered by a lot of illegals, or certainly people that were coming over the border. For a time, I lived in El Paso, Texas, and we know what's across the border, the worst place in Mexico, Juarez. At the time, it wasn't what it is now with the cartels just killing people, and you would never walk over that bridge now. But it wasn't that way. It wasn't quite that way. Then it was still scary and there were still a lot of problems. There was a lot of dead bodies showing up, coyotes getting people to come over the Rio Grande River and all that kind of stuff. But there was a big problem of people who were driving around without a driver's license, illegals who had cars and would smash into people if they got into an accident, and that was it. Poof. They just vamos into the night, and that was it. You got hit by somebody illegally, you weren't going to get anything, and meaning fender benders and that kind of stuff, and that was huge, huge problem in El Paso. But notice they don't have that in Texas. There have been problems in these other states. They swear in Illinois it's going to be a much different story, I'm going to say. We'll see. We'll see. The discussion in D.C. has turned back to immigration reform. And one of the Republican senators who's pushing for this is John McCain, because he says a new immigration plan that could get bipartisan support, similar to what we saw in 2007, that was pumped up during the Bush days, that would be a pathway to citizenship for people who are undocumented, tighter borders, a guest worker program, all that kind of stuff. McCain is saying they're really pushing this. They're really having these conversations. And if Republicans are going to have any chance at winning back any kind of Hispanic vote where they got clobbered in these last elections, this is the way to do it. The way to do it is to embrace what was said in 2007, maybe tweak it a bit, but kind of use that same thing. In the meantime, Ted Cruz, the new Tea Party elected senator out of Texas, is saying that any comprehensive immigration reform plan has to be serious about securing the borders. That it doesn't make any sense to not know who's coming in the country. Why would we do that? So if we're going to have discussions and we're going to look at specific plans, then we need to do things like triple border control and have a strong E-Verify plan to secure the border. And if we want to remain a nation that doesn't just, you know, welcome but celebrates legal immigrants, the people who follow the rules, then we've got to strengthen our country's borders so that we know who's coming in and out. I think one of the critical areas where we saw that there was a big problem was with the student visas, and I'm not so sure that that's 100% corrected. Remember what happened in 9/11? Some of the hijackers had student visas, and some people since then that have come in to the United States and have tried to wreak havoc in different plots to blow up a bomb in Times Square and to blow up a building in Dallas, Texas, that they were people that came in and had a student visa that had expired. To me, I'd say that has to be 100% foolproof. You got to be able to, if somebody's coming in on a visa, you got to be able to track them just as we are tracked when we go into other countries. As an American, if you go into another country, you're going there for school, for whatever. But for school, they certainly know when you're there and when you leave. I think that we're going to see that this is going to get tackled, but it's not on the, I don't think it's completely on the front burner yet. And part of that is because of the gun issue that is just so much of a Molotov cocktail in this country right now, for fear over ridiculous laws that might come down the pike, or for fear that nothing, absolutely nothing that's talked about gets initiated, because there's too many things that are too ridiculous and too strict and won't pass. So then nothing changes when there are some things that could be tweaked that I think a lot of people would agree to. They would say, okay, I agree that we need to have people that take a course. We need to have people that who know about gun safety. We need to know those kind of things. If you're going to buy a gun, sure, wouldn't it be great if you knew a few things about gun safety for your own safety, for goodness sake. I mean, it's like anything else. When you buy stuff, think about what you buy that you use that's electronic or you know, piece of equipment on the lawn. Do you just plug it in and just hope and pray that it works and you don't slice your arm off? Of course not. I know it's a strange analogy, but if you're getting a gun, hopefully, you know, it's like concealed and carry. It's not a layup to pass what you have to pass to get your concealed and carry permit. You have to go through the ropes. You have to be able to prove that you can do it, or you're not getting that permit, that they're just not handing them out to you. It's not like in the scuba diving world, where some people go through the strict course, and then they ultimately get their PADI or the other one. They get certified in one of the two. But if you go to one of the Caribbean islands, poof, magically you're certified. You know everything there is to know about timing and coming up and not getting an air bubble and everything else within 2 hours because they want to rent you the equipment and get you in the water. It's not that way with concealed and carry. It's a lot different. They're not just going to issue you the permit. You've got to be able to jump through a couple of hoops, and meaning go through the class, know exactly what you're doing, and hopefully know what you're getting into if you're going to own the gun, if you're using it for protection, using it in your house. That's the whole idea. Or the idea of concealed and carry, you're comfortable with it. You go out, you practice, you use the safety, you know when it's loaded, all that kind of stuff, so that you don't get into those situations that you can't handle ultimately. I got to give a little plug here for what's coming up later this week. Our final Nail the Score for the Super Bowl now is definitely going to be back on its same night on Wednesday into Thursday. And we're going to have RJ Bell, my pal from pregame, come on. He sent me a whole list of props, some fun props, like the length. People are betting on this in Vegas. The length of post-game handshake and hugs between the Harbaugh brothers. The over-under is 7.5 seconds. How long it takes Alicia Keys to sing the national anthem. The over-under, 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Will Alicia Keys be booed? If yes, 100 wins 500. Ooh, that's pretty good. Send someone there to boo. How about this? 43% chance Jay-Z will join Beyonce on the stage during the halftime show. 100 wins 110. Not much of a win. 64% President Obama will pick the Ravens to win the game. 100 pays 500 if any player on either team is arrested before the game. That's interesting. Here's always my favorite, and I'm sure that RJ will talk about this. Color of Gatorade dumped on the winning coach. 100 wins. Clear, 200. Orange is 250. Yellow is 250. Blue, 700. Green, 700. Red, 700. Boy, what are the odds of that? I have no idea. Probably orange. I'm going to say orange. Yeah, I'm going to stick with orange. The game odds, I'll just throw a few at you. Ray Lewis will have 11 or more tackles. 165 wins 100, 61%. How about that? And this fun stuff. It's crazy. What if somebody went in and just was crazy enough to put down bets on a whole bunch of that other nonsense? Oof. Longest field goal, over under 44.5 yards. Jersey number of player to score first touchdown, over under 27.5. Oh my, oh my. Coming back on the flip side, we're going to check the mail. Hang with us.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The numbers. Yes, we can count. What happened with the NFC and AFC? Do you even care? It looked like hardly anyone was even watching that game. We'll get to that coming up in our final turn, the final bend here in this hour of America tonight. But before we do, oh, yes, so many of you over the weekend, I'm telling you, I know I say this periodically. I'm going to say it again. Really terrific emails. This audience, I think, listens, pays attention to what's going on, and then ultimately you form an email and send it to me, and the emails are some of the best stuff that I've read came in this weekend. So with that big, bad billing, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Stan the Man, who says, Kate, I just got to tell you, I mean, I am so tired of all the gun conversation. Yes, it's true. I am a proponent of the Second Amendment. And yes, absolutely, I don't want to see the hairy, scary martial law that conspiracy theorists are spouting is going to happen. If they take our guns, it'll be right back to where we started in the beginning of this country. Oh, hogwash. However, I am so confident, as I have heard you mention, that nothing's going to happen, that this is all just hot air anyway. What truly is sad is the victims of major gun violence when we have these mass shootings. No one can deny it makes you sick to your stomach when you even think about Newtown, Connecticut. How awful for those parents and the extended families of all those children who were gone in an instant. I think we need to focus on the victims. Let's do more to help people overcome tragic loss. After all, let's face it, there will be more people who are killed in mass attacks. We cannot 100%, as you often say, prevent those kind of attacks. Love the show. Thanks. Yeah, you know, it is true. Yes, I would agree with you. I say that all the time, so you are taking a line from my playbook. There is no 100%, or we would do it, wouldn't we? But you can argue, what is it specifically that's not being done that we need to do that maybe prevents people that are not completely there and are lost somehow, are alienated, are sociopaths or whatever, don't give them the place to play, the place for them to go hunting, to be the predator. But even saying that, I realize how ridiculous it sounds, because how do you prevent that? What somebody's going to know, oh, look at that guy, James Holmes. He's a nutball. He's in my class. He looks like he could kill someone. Let me call somebody. I mean, no, unless there's a specific threat, then it's a different story. But there's no specific threat. Good luck trying to stop those kind of people. I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to, but it's very easy to say we need to stop those kind of people. And we need to do something about mental health in this country. But what is it that we're going to do that's going to make sense? Because for goodness sake, I've already said this, somebody who just takes a anxiety pill, which is, I don't know, how many people in America, 80%? Or some other kind of pill for whatever, for mild depression, is it every person who gets any kind of prescription related to mental health? I mean, how do you police that in the first place? And it's, I think it's difficult. You have to offer more services. I mean, the service is being cut to nothing. That's not good. But are the people that really need the help seeking it? Are they going to seek that help anyway? You know, that's the other part of that equation. It's tough. It is. All right, here's another one. This one from Herman's Herman. I like that. Who says, Kate, on the subject of Hillary Clinton and the fact that so many people are talking about her running for president, they just always bring up Hillary Clinton ever since she lost to Obama, the nomination, that is. In 2008, her name will constantly come up. I think she'll be 100 and they'll talk about Hillary Clinton running for president. I don't have anything against the Hill. I would have said years ago I didn't like her. But now I've kind of softened to her. As a hardcore Republican, I think she did an okay job, to be honest, as Secretary of State. In fact, she probably would have been a better president than Obama. But will she run for president in 2016? I don't think so. I don't see her doing it, and I don't see the Democrats pushing her forward. And it's even more ridiculous to think of the Vice President, Joe Mouth and Foot Biden, to get the nomination in 2016. That would just be stupid on the Democrats' part. Well, you know, Clinton is a popular figure, certainly for a lot of Democrats. She's very, very popular, and a lot of other people. I think she's very capable. And would she, if you say to me, okay, would you have rather seen Clinton over Obama? I would say, yeah. I would want to see what that would have been like to have Clinton there. If that's the direction we were going to go in, I would have liked to see that 4 years ago to see what the difference would be, especially dealing with the banks too big to fail, what would have happened on her watch. But anyway, she's 65. She's stepping down after 4 years doing that Secretary of State thing. She was edged out by Obama, as we already discussed, in 2008. She's playing down the idea that she's going to run again and says she doesn't even believe that's something she's going to do again, but she's grateful she had the experience. You know, it costs serious bucks. You got to shake a bunch of hands. You got to go to 10,000 dinners. Is she going to really feel like doing that? And then she just paid off. They just paid off their debts from 2008, not too long ago. I'm going to say no. I don't see it. And here's one from Jake the Snake. That was a quarterback a long time ago. Jake the Snake in Austin says, boy, the question of women in combat is a tricky one. I'm starting to see these generals that are talking about the idea that you're going to have women who are SEALs and are on the front lines with the guys. I say bravo to any chick who can serve and can pass the rigmarole that you have to go through to get your stripes, so to speak. I guess if they can do that, then they should be allowed to serve. But the physical standards, I think, are going to be really, really tough. Let's be honest about it. And does it hurt us when it comes to military readiness, or does it help us? I don't think they... Here's the main thing. So the open-ended questions. The Pentagon cannot, under any circumstances, lower the physical standards for women. That would be a huge mistake. They have to be the same. If the woman goes through and completely nails it, completely gets the physical standards, then if we're going to have this, sure, then she can serve. But how many are going to be able to nail that? Probably some, but I'm going to say a lot wouldn't be able to do it. It's the implementation part is going to take a little bit. And it's been mixed bag, really, as to whether or not women should be really essentially in these roles as Navy SEALs and whatnot, thinking of the people that are already there doing the job. Will they meld into that culture? I mean, that's also part of it, because let's face it, you're gone for a long time and you're could be serving in a Navy SEAL capacity. They could drop you almost anywhere. Hey, if you got the chops and you can do it, I guess that's it. But how many will have the incredible fortitude and physical, you know, being that you have to be able to lift some of these people? That would be, I don't know, that'd be questionable to me. If you ever tried to lift dead weight, I've tried to do it, and it's impossible for me. I wouldn't be able to do it. I think some of it I could probably, maybe some of it I could pass, but certainly I know I wouldn't be able to pass the rest of it, but I'm not a candidate for that either. If you're talking about somebody in their early 20s, somebody who's really in great shape, I don't know. You know, that's the answer. It's a big, fat question mark, and I think there will be problems in the integration stages. It's got to be one heck of a great Marine, and I know there's some out there, and I know there's some women that bravo for what they've already done for their service and been there in different capacities right there in the thick of it with the combat. All right, this one from the Twix. I wonder if that's a Twix bar reference. The Twix in Illinois says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. All over the tube on Sunday, it was about illegals getting driver's licenses in the land of Lincoln. I fear that this is such a poor idea. If you're in a country illegally, let's say in Europe, do you think they would grant you a driver's license? And what would you show as identification to get that license? That's what I'm thinking about. It doesn't make any sense to me. We only have a handful of other states that have done it, and most of them have copped to having some problems. Is this really a public safety measure?" That's what I kept hearing all day long. That was what was spouted off once it was signed on Sunday. I don't think the land of Lincoln is going to be any safer as far as roads are concerned. How about you? Well, what it was being touted as by the governor, Quinn, and by Rahm Emanuel, is that now we have a new law and we'll be able to, in Illinois, they're going to be able to control what's happening on the roadways more, because people are going to have to go through a training process to get those temporary licenses and all that kind of stuff. So you're going to have a documentation of who's on the roads and what's going on. And then if you get hit, you're not getting hit by someone who's illegal. Ugh, don't be so sure of that. The problem that they've had in New Mexico is fraud of other people coming up with the licenses, and what information are they taking to the DMV to get a license. You know, think of what you have to show. It's pretty convoluted. Stay with us. Coming up, the numbers game. We can count next.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Of We Can Count. Yes, we can count for sure. Tennis fans, on one hand, I am one of those tennis fans. I happened to catch the men's final, the Australian Open. Sadly, no Americans representing, but all around good guy, I think anyway, the Brit, Andy Murray, took on Novak Djokovic, and what happened in the end was a little piece of history. Djokovic wins his third straight Australian title. Andy Murray talked about the noise factor while Djokovic talked about winning again and how much he likes the Aussie Open.
Firstly, obviously, we'd like to congratulate Novak. I mean, his record here is obviously incredible. There's very few people have managed to do what he's done here. So, you know, he's a very well-deserved champion, and well done again.
What a joy. It's incredible feeling winning this trophy once more. And it's definitely my favorite Grand Slam, my most successful Grand Slam. I love this sport.
That was a good thing to say in front of all of those Australians. They were pretty excited. And he played flawlessly. He blew him out in the final set of the four. The final set was 6-2, and Andy Murray could just not get back into it. That was the problem. That's what happens when someone has your number in the end. The strokes were just coming right and left, and he couldn't do anything to defend it. Speaking of coming from all directions, the NFC scored a record 62 points on the AFC in the Pro Bowl. It was such a blowout. It was so boring, so boring. The final score, 62-35. Yes. Wonder if the NFL's All-Star Game is going to return next year. I can't imagine that the ratings were anything to write home about. It's, you know, they're not, you're not hitting. It's, I think it's the worst of all the showcases for any of the sports. And it, that showed. The fan, were the fans even paying attention? The AFC just didn't play. The stands were pretty much empty, even though the game sold enough tickets to lift a local television blackout. The game was kind of trending in social media, but then the SAG Awards came on, and more importantly, wrestling, the WWE Royal Rumble was on, and that snapped up most of the attention on Twitter. So, I'm going to say the NFL needs to re-rack and do something different. And this, of course, was played in Honolulu. Roger Goodell, the commish, has said the Pro Bowl won't be played again if it didn't improve this year. Last year, fans in Hawaii booed because the linemen were clearly not trying on one play in that game. Minnesota defensive end Jared Allen did a barrel roll to switch spots with a teammate. Anyway, it's a coast, and I don't think it'll be back. I think it, they'll say, we've got to do something else. 62-35. That's all I'm saying. 62-35 is just not good. No one's watching that. I'm just telling you, no one is, no one's watching. All right, speaking of watching, we are definitely watching to see what's going to happen in Washington this week. Because there's a couple of things that are big that are being discussed, and none bigger, I think none bigger than what's going on with gun control. Dianne Feinstein, the senator, longtime senator from San Francisco, is saying that, yeah, gun control is facing an uphill climb at all to pass Congress, realizing the House will be a major sticking point. Forget the even the assault weapons ban, I don't see that. Maybe some background checks. We've talked about that before, but it's certainly on the docket. And what's interesting is while all of this is being discussed and methods of reporting gunshots and gun violence or whatever, what do you do if somebody's shot? Well, of course, everybody, the universal number is 911. There's a sheriff who released a radio ad pushing Milwaukee people to learn to handle guns so they can defend themselves while waiting for the police. It's getting a lot of controversial hits. It's a 30-second spot. The Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark says personal safety is no longer a spectator sport. And he says, I need you in the game. That's what it says. He says, with officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 waiting is not your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. He says, consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. Wow. So do you think there's not lots of criticism coming in all directions? Yes, but there is a lot of support for it, too, because he's saying, I'm just telling you the truth, that people have the right to defend themselves. And so if they take these courses, this would be wise to do. Wisconsin has a thing called the Castle Doctrine. Someone who uses a deadly force against an unlawful intruder to their home, business, or car is presumed to have acted reasonably. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Justice said that as of this week, there are about 155,000 concealed carry permits in Wisconsin. How about that? And, you know, Clark is saying, I just want people to know what their options are. I'm not saying blast people away, but with the budget where we had to lay off 48 deputies last year, we got to be creative, and you can't expect that people are going to be there quickly. It's not going to, I mean, it's not going to happen. So how about that? That's got to be a first. And this is happening in other areas where you have so many laid off cops. So what do you expect? There is not a quick response time. If they're tied up with something else, even in an emergency, it's still not going to be a quick turnaround. You just don't have the bodies. We talk about rare cars sometimes on the show because I'm kind of a car person. And this 1971 Plymouth Hemi Cuda is on sale for how much? $2 million. I swear I've seen them on the streets before. Anyway, $2 million. Think of the price of a mint condition one. The car's value in 2007, they say, was between $1.2 million and $890,000. So the market has kind of dropped a little bit, but it is kind of the end of an era, kind of a cool car. I'm sure that when somebody bought it initially, when it even tricked out, it didn't cost anywhere near that. But it just goes to show it's in the eye of the beholder. Who knew if you held onto a car and really took good care of it, ultimately what it could be worth in the future? And somebody held on to it, realizing that they loved it, took good care of it, and probably were thinking in the back of their mind somewhere, hey, this could be worth something to a collector in the near future, perhaps. Perhaps. Like I said, do you have that kind of money to spend on a car? That's the thing. I'm always amazed at these small plane crashes when people survive them. They have to feel like they got a pass, they got an extra life. And in the Hudson, especially, in New York, two people were rescued from a small plane that went down into the Hudson off of Yonkers. They say the plane had only two people on board, and it crashed, you know, right before 5:30 on Sunday. They were able to get to them quickly, and they were able to get them to a medical center, and they were all right. The plane was one of those Piper planes, just a single engine, and they were wearing life vests when they were picked up, when they were rescued. Two people, a man and a woman in their 30s, they just had to be treated for hypothermia. Like I said, are they feeling like it's their lucky day or what? I bet you I'm just betting that they feel that way. This story made huge, I mean huge, national news when it first broke, and it's from Louisiana, talking about stopping the sale of cheap milk. That sounds bad, doesn't it? A Louisiana supermarket had to yank its low-cost milk special after the auditors objected to the price. Fresh Markets in Perkins Row was selling milk for $2.99 a gallon. It was a weekly deal, but Louisiana requires that retailers' markups be at least 6% above invoice and shipping. So they clamped down on it, and they said, no way. During that week in Baton Rouge, the price of milk ranged from $4 to $6.89. Wow. $4 to $6.89. You remember when milk was like a buck? Come on.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
The weather outside is weather.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.